reflecting those themes. And then soon after we kind of got that out of our system, it shifted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think everything you write is just like part of your journey, and kind of helps you become the artist that you're meant to be. And I don't think anything is wasted or like, yeah.
Totally. And one of the things that I think Stephen taught me early on was like, just release things, like just put things out into the world, and like, you know, like that's going to help you get over your imposter syndrome if you're just like hanging on to all this stuff and not just like, you know, getting into the practice of experimenting and enjoying the process and just being free with it rather than waiting for perfection. And that really helped me a lot.
Yeah, because when we were writing these original songs, it kind of felt like we were practicing, we were like learning things, and we're like, well, while we're learning these things, let's just continue to put it out there. We don't have to wait till we're perfect. I think you'll have this, we have this idea that we have to be up to a certain standard before we can share our art. And I don't think that's the case. I think you should kind of like share throughout your whole journey.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't think you'll feel ready. Eventually you'll just like be releasing and putting stuff out there and you're like, oh yeah, no, actually, this is nice.
Yes.
But I don't think you should wait until like, you know, you feel ready.
Yes. So let's pause and then we'll think about it. And then just do it, basically, right? Okay, so tell me about this next song called Pause.
Yeah, sure. This song came up in a moment where I think Stephen was feeling a little bit low, and sometimes Stephen will like jokingly just tell me to like sing my feelings because I also have a background in musical theater, and it feels nice to just express myself in that way. And so we got into the studio and I sort of sang to him kind of what I wanted him to feel and to hear and to sing him out of this kind of funk that he was in, and to bring us closer together.
So it's like an IRL musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
And then, yeah, the theme of it is, like I'm really passionate about, like, mindfulness and meditation. And it's just, like, an encouragement kind of to myself to, like, have these moments throughout the day where you literally just pause and then give yourself the freedom to feel, think, whatever you need to feel without judgment, just kind of, like, letting that kind of, wash its way through. And I find that's very, very healing when you can give yourself that space, and your brain and your heart just kind of like unties itself if you just give it that space.
Mm.
See you.
All right. So you heard those pauses in the song, and I almost shut it off, but I was like, no, that is part of the song.
It's like when people do an applause in the middle of the performance.
Right. Okay. So the next song we're going to play is called Vancouver Aquarium. And I love that because my show's Wham Bam East Van Vancouver, y'all. So tell me why you wrote about the Vancouver Aquarium.
Yeah, I guess we have this like strange fascination with the aquarium. Mm-hmm. We have annual passes. We go as much as we can. And yeah, I guess it started because my grandma used to take me there when I was really little. Uh-huh. She's a big supporter of the Vancouver Aquarium. And so it's just such a beautiful, nostalgic place. And it really encourages like curiosity. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we're trying to capture with this song, like being in a place, kind of forgetting about the rest of the world and just like fine-tuning your sense of curiosity into where you are. I love the ocean. I think actually later tonight we're going to watch the David Attenborough ocean documentary. So
quick plug for that.
Yeah, quick plug for that. quick plug
Not
for David.
Not sponsored, guys.
No, we love David, though. Yeah, so I think it was just trying to capture... And also we wanted... I think this is our first attempt at writing a kid's song. Mm-hmm. I feel like a bunch of the songs we played this evening are kind of kid-related. That's not the case for all of our songs.
You just happened to have chosen all the ones that are very kid-friendly.
But this was kind of the first one. We're like, well, it would be kind of a fun, like, creative exercise to, like, write, like, a children's song that maybe, you know, the parents would actually enjoy as well.
So like any good movie.
kind of like a Pixar movie is what we're going
for. Totally. Yeah. And, like, just...
Or at least the older ones.
Yeah. Totally. And being able to use, like, you know, soundscapes from under the water and, like watery sounds just felt so nice for our sound in general anyways.
And I can always hear the water in your songs, whether it's there or not.
Right. Totally. Yeah. It can be very, like, watery music. It was cool to incorporate a lot of that. And Steven's made a playlist, which, if anybody's interested, is on our Spotify. That's music to listen to while you're at the aquarium.
Yes, where can they find it? Yeah.
Yeah, on our Spotify
profile page. I think it's called Lavender Aquarium. Yeah, it's just under our
song. And to be able to, like, plug in and then wander through to this playlist is just so magic. And, yeah, helps to tune out all of the chaos of the place and really focus in on the life and the beauty there.
Your knees, press your face to the
with more Days of Lavender after the break.
This is Bird Note. Hummingbirds are alluring birds. People are often enamored by their iridescent feathers and charismatic personalities. But for some species of mites, the attraction is electric. Mites are tiny critters related to spiders and ticks. There are thousands, if not millions, of species worldwide that are typically no larger than a grain of salt. Being so small, many mites rely on larger animals to survive. In the neotropics, hummingbird flower mites freeload off an existing partnership. This group of mites feeds on nectar and pollen, but only from specific types of flowers. These picky eaters need reliable transport between blooms that may be yards apart, basically a squillion miles to an itty-bitty mite. Without wheels or wings of their own, these mites hitch a ride on a passing hummingbird. As the hummingbird takes a sip from a favored flower, the mites make a mad dash for its bill. With help from static electricity, the mites zap onto the bird like lint to fresh laundry. Once safely on board, they tuck themselves into the hummingbird's nostrils until the hitchhikers can safely disembark at the bird's next stop. In fact, scientists have discovered that these teeny mites have evolved the ability to detect the electric fields generated by the whirring birds, a sense called electroreception. Sharks use this to hunt prey. These mites are just looking for their next nostril. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Hi, we are your liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yay! And that was Jacob's art show. He was here earlier. And guess what, folks? This is such a coincidence. Lydia, right? And Jacob, like, that's your uncle, right?
Yep, that's my uncle.
That was so crazy because I posted this on the CJSF website and he's like, hey, that's my niece. So that is hilarious. And then he just showed you, like, he recorded you when you were a baby?
Yep.
Yeah, and then he posted that on the radio, and he just showed her just...
Yeah, she sounded a little bit like this.
A little less British, but...
Yeah, I was not a British baby.
Sometimes it just kicks in. I'm sorry, guys.
All right, guys. Okay, so we're back with Days of Lavender, and we're going to play their next song called Once a Week. Tell me about this one.
Sure, yeah. So Once a Week, I think we came up with the idea... running around Stanley. We love to have our, like, these adventures in Stanley Park, mm-hmm. and we kind of, yeah, run around, listen to music, have our own private dance parties, lots of space, great place to dance. And then we came up with the concept was the idea of, like, falling in love once a week and kind of, what am I trying to say?
Yeah, like, not only with each other, but with life.
Yeah.
Like, how can we keep returning to the things that bring us back into remembering to be grateful and in awe of all the gifts that this miracle of life has to offer?
And it's almost like a muscle that you can develop by, like, constantly falling in love with this different aspects of life. It almost just, like, helps your heart grow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an encouragement to do that. And then we were lucky enough to collaborate with one of our good friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Forrest Mortefi is on this track, and Forrest is an incredible local artist, and everybody who's listening should definitely tune into Forrest's work too. We've now done a few collabs together, and he's an incredible performer, and came into the studio, and we love telling this story where he came into the studio and we were like, okay, we're thinking of having you like lay down a verse. Like, what's your process? And Forrest said, well, Prince does this thing where he'll go and he'll write something out, and then he'll come and he'll give one take, and then that's what ends up being on the record. And I'm going to try that out. And we were like pretty skeptical. And then Forrest comes in, so writes something in the hallway, comes in, lays down one perfect take, like the most incredible perfect take, and that's what's on the track.
Fantastic. Right here on CJSF. Once a week, baby. All right. Okay, so we're going to find out what everyone's doing this summer. And looks like the girls are traveling.
Oh, no. We're traveling. It's scary. I'm going to go to Alberta to visit some family members who yes. live there for some reason. And I'm also bringing my brother Michael along. and we have to leave a little bit early because we just so happened to plan on his birthday. So we get to take a little plane together without our parents.
What
lucky
about
us.
An early happy birthday gift?
Speak.
Uh-huh.
Speak, Azosha, speak.
Okay. I'm going to Wales tomorrow to visit my aunt and
stopping by London
baby
first.
Cousin. Baby cousin and stopping by London first so we can catch the train to Wales. And that's tomorrow and it's very exciting and I'm very excited to see a new part of the world and I'm also planning to hang out with like more friends on the summer break. Like going to Playland and going to
love Playland.
She's bringing me
swimming.
To Playland.
That's right, and going yes. swimming. Perfect.
Nice.
All right. How about our special guests? What are you guys planning for the summer? Because you guys have some gigs.
Yeah. So tomorrow we are collaborating on an event with Flying Sage, and they do these like a variety of events. But this one's like a breath work, conscious dance, and then we're ending the night with like a sound journey. Wonderful group, Flying Sage. Highly recommend checking them out and seeing what they're up to. Mm-hmm. Their whole thing is democratizing transcendence. So pretty fascinating stuff. And then on August 1st, we're going to be playing a so far show. And apparently it's going to be on a boat.
Mm, fun.
And then later on in the summer, we're playing at Rise Festival at the end of August. So we definitely have lots of plans to play shows and festivals, but also we're big campers, so we've got camping trips coming up too.
Whenever we can be in the mountains, we're in the mountains, and I feel like a lot of the inspiration comes from mountains as well.
Yeah,
perfect. Okay, where can people follow you?
Yeah, anywhere you listen to music, so Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, SoundCloud.
And then on Instagram, we're Days of Lavender Music, and that's where we post about, we do regular, these like ambient meditation sound journeys that we host once a month at the Beaumont. So if you're interested in joining us for one of those, you can find it on Instagram.
Perfect. Yes. Okay. Any shout outs before we end?
Shout outs. I mean, there's so many people who are involved in the album, but who do we want to shout out to right now?
Definitely Forrest.
Definitely Forrest Mordovi, yeah. We got Half Moon Audio, who's doing the mastering, who did the mastering for our album.
Yeah, shout out to Des Hume, who's collaborating on a few of the songs, doing some saxophone and singing on one of them. Jacob Wheel is on a couple of the songs.
Trent Freeman, Jonah Ocean, Brad Hall.
Big shout out to Brad Hall, our legendary guitarist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of the guitars that you hear on our album are from Brad and, Brad and Butter. Yeah, very tasteful.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. All right. We're going to end with Holy Other from Days of Lavender. Stay tuned for the next show. This is DJ Meddy signing out.
It's not what I know. Who would be?
want to thank Nina from Take Aim for sending me Days of Lavender. Thank you so much, Nina. And I also want to do a quick shout out. There is a Burnaby Campus Assembly coming up. So save the date, Friday, July 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Sub Ballroom. So come on up, staff, students, faculty, and for a democratic university. That's right. Here's how we fight back and unite. All right, good night, everyone. This is DJ Meddy signing out.